Good day, everyone. Please stay tuned for this week's episode of Music Moves. The topic, Balanchine's wonderful one-act story ballet, La Sonnambula.
Hello, this is Ramona Pansagra, Music Director for Kansas City Ballet, welcoming you to my weekly show about music and dance, Music Moves.
Welcome to Music Moves, a series of programs discussing a myriad of topics about my favorite subject, music and dance. My goal in this program is to introduce listeners to some of the most beautiful music you've never heard, to introduce you to music you didn't know, and to reintroduce you to old music friends, perhaps viewed in a different way. Today, I thought I would talk about a genre of music and ballet that doesn't get a lot of attention, and that is the one-act story ballet. We talk about triple bills, full-length ballets, but I think that these one-act gems sometimes get overlooked. I have many favorites, such as Anthony Tudor's beautiful Lilac Garden, Frederick Ashton's Midsummer Night's Dream, George Balanchine's Prodigal Son, or the ballet we'll speak about today, La Sonnambula. In general, one-act story ballets have everything that a full-length ballet has. Beautiful sets, costumes, a big score for the orchestra. Except you don't have to have a 2.5 hour attention span. These stories and plots happen quickly. They're often complicated stories with lots of characters, lots of dancers on stage. And during the course of an evening, when you have a one-act story ballet, you get to experience other types of dance as well. La Sonnambula was originally entitled The Night Shadow. It premiered on the Ballet Russe de Monte Carlo in 1946 and finally made its way to New York City Ballet in 1960. The composer, Vittorio Rietti, worked often with Balanchine on several other works, but I must say that this one is probably the most well-known. You'll find that the score has some very interesting harmonic usage. In fact, when I first learned the score myself, I was a bit puzzled about some of the harmonics that were written in the piano reduction. I was fortunate enough to play rehearsals for this for the first time when Freddie Franklin came to Boston Ballet to stage the work. He made me love it even more. The ballet tells the story of a coquette, a poet, and a beautiful sleepwalker. The original 1946 program described the story as follows, quote, "Amid the somber walls of a decaying castle, a masked ball has begun. The host, an eccentric nobleman, receives his guests, among them a poet and a dazzling coquette. The poet, seduced by her charms, dances with her as the guests gradually leave the scene, and then she leaves too. As the poet turns to follow, he sees a lovely white apparition gliding across the roofs toward him. It comes nearer, and he sees that it is a beautiful somnambulist. He loses his heart to her at once, unaware that she is the wife of the host who keeps her locked away from the world. They dance, and he sees to join her in the realm of dreaming, but they are seen. The coquette, flushed with jealousy, steals out to tell the host. All too soon, the marvelous sleepwalker drifts away. The poet would follow her, but the guests re-enter and their dancing forms a barrier. Finally, he breaks through and disappears, but the host follows too and stabs him. As he lies unconscious among the terrified guests, the white figure of his love appears once more, gently raises him, and together they glide away. The premiere of this ballet at Cine Center with Ballet Russe de Monte Carlo in 1946 must have been thrilling. It premiered with sets by Dorothea Tanning, costumes by Kurinska, and this new score by Vittorio Rietti, based on themes of Bellini. He uses several of Bellini's melodies from operas including La Somnambula, Norma, and I Puritani. So let's listen to the opening, the entrance of the poet, and the four dance divertissements at the opening of La Somnambula. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Ramona Panzegra, music director for Kansas City Ballet, and today on Music Moves, we're listening to the one-act story ballet by George Balanchine called La Sonnambula. Well, we've just gotten through the dances in the courtyard, and we're now up to where the poet and the coquette dance a pas de deux. Following that, there is a polonaise, and everyone exits the courtyard. So let's continue our story. the guests have gone off to dinner, and everyone has left the courtyard, everyone except the poet. The poet suddenly sees a light in the turret of the castle. The light comes gradually closer through the windows, and finally he sees the sleepwalker, dressed in a diaphanous white gown, holding a candle straight in front of her, looking neither up or down or left or right. She enters, dances a variation. The poet discovers that she is sleepwalking and dances with her, falling in love. Unbeknownst to them, they are seen by the coquette, who, in a jealous rage, goes to find the host.
Thank you.
So the die is cast, as they would say. The host is looking for the poet. The poet is trying to leave with the sleepwalker as she exits, but as the guests return to the courtyard, his way is blocked. Eventually, the host does find the poet, and he stabs him. The guests look on in horror as the sleepwalker enters, and in an amazing feat for a ballerina, she lifts the poet and carries him off stage. Here is the ending of La Sonnambula.
Thank you.
This is Ramona Panzegra, music director for Kansas City Ballet, and we just listened to music from the one-act ballet La Somnambula, music by Vittorio Rietti based on themes of Bellini, choreographed by George Balanchine. I have so many wonderful memories of performing La Somnambula. One of them is with Kansas City Ballet's artistic director Devin Carney in the role of the poet. Next time you see him, you'll have to ask him to demonstrate the back bend. Balanchine has many memories for me, and we were about to make one again this year and close our season with Serenade, but unfortunately, as you all know, our seasons have all been cut short because of the virus. The final movement of Serenade, though, does have a storyline, not one that's been written down, not one that has a plot. However, it's often called the Dark Angel. So, in honor of the ending of what would have been our season, I'd like to play for you the elegy from Tchaikovsky's Serenade, choreographed by George Balanchine and called the Dark Angel. Balanchine had a special affinity for Tchaikovsky. He once told an interviewer, "In everything that I did to Tchaikovsky's music, I sensed his help. It wasn't a real conversation. But when I was working and saw that something was coming of it, I felt that it was Tchaikovsky who had helped me." I hope you enjoyed today's play-by-play of Balanchine's lovely ballet, La Sonnambula. Please stay tuned next week for more adventures in music and dance. This is Ramona Panzagra, music director for Kansas City Ballet. Have a great week.